All right, Betty, another question I had today was I've been wondering why mothers continue to stay in an abusive situation that you described, especially with their children.
Exactly. Mothers that haven't gotten the help that they need and they already have a low self-esteem, they believe what their husband, their boyfriend is telling them. Nobody's there to help you. You got to do what I say. So they start believing that until they are aware that there is help out there. Some income. They don't have any income. He's the sole provider of the home. So how is she really believes, I can't make it without him. She has been codependent. So she believes she can't do it without him. So they say, and a lot of times they believe, I don't want them, my children, to go out without their father or their mother. We need to be together. So a lot of times they say, because they think that the children want them to stay together. At times the children do say, I don't want to separate. I want my mom and my dad. But in reality, you know, when we talk to the children, once they come into the shelter, they say they're tired of it. And sometimes they don't know whether to not like dad and not like mom, mm-hmm. because of the situation that they're in. But really a low self-esteem, and they feel that there's no help out there for them. And it takes time even when they do find out.
So they're isolated with their problem until they're educated differently.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Sure.
If a person listening needs help, Heather, what should he or she do? What should they tell their children?
Well, we have a hotline number that somebody can call to see if they can go into the shelter and receive services from our emergency shelter. And that hotline number is 784-0192. They can also call a national hotline number. It's 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 7233. Or they can also call United Way hotline for other resource and referrals. Their number is 1-800-283-9323. The services that we can provide at our counseling services are for restraining orders. We have a legal advocacy program where our legal advocate will help them with the restraining order papers, with the filing, the papers at the courthouse, and transportation if needed to go to court. We have domestic violence counseling and safety planning counseling. We have a volunteer program if somebody in the community wants to come in to help. They can sign up to be a volunteer. And we also have the court-mandated 52 weeks batterers treatment program. And we have the batterers program is available for men and women because we do have victims who are men. We have assisted men with restraining orders, and that service is available to them just as much as it is for the women. It doesn't happen as often because men don't report as often as women do. So,
are these services available for cost, or are they free?
They're
or?
Completely free of charge, and the counseling services are available for children 5 and up.
On your question, what should she tell her children? If she does call the shelter and she finds out she can come in, she can prepare her children by telling them that this is a shelter. There are other children that are going there, living there also, and that, you know, they're, although they feel like they're the only ones going through it, there are other children going through it, and we have a lot of programs there for the children also to hopefully be able to talk with them and, you know, share with them why not to hit or just deal with the issues that are going on, but that there's a lot of programs there for the children also.
If the woman feels in danger of leaving with her children, can she phone the police department and get assistance from them?
Definitely.
Is there help
yes.
there?
Yes.
So the separation can be safe?
Yes.
All right. That's good to know. I didn't know if that was available or not. And I'm wondering what listeners can do to help.
Well, again, like I said, we had the volunteer program, and we're always accepting applications for volunteers. The program does require for the people who want to volunteer working directly with clients to complete the 40-hour domestic violence training. So it does take a little bit of time for volunteers to be able to start helping. But they can always help in other ways, such as donating to the community. They can help out at the thrift store, hanging and sorting clothes. We're always needing help with that. And just even community donations are always a need.
Yes. All right. That's very nice. Do you ever have need, like for grant writers, people who are in a professional capacity to help you out?
If they're willing to volunteer, they definitely can come in. We can
or attorney services, see. things like that.
Yeah, so. We if they're planning to volunteer to help us in that way, if they have the experience in that field and that's where they want to utilize those services, then we will take a look at it and see what we can do to get them in the most rewarding position as a volunteer.
Great. Mm-hmm. And Dina, this
yes.
wonderful store, I would like to know how the proceeds from Treasure's thrift store help.
Well, like I said, our donations are from the community, and we give back to the community when you come in and purchase items. It covers the overall maintenance of the shelter. It helps with utilities, and it helps them wherever there's a shortage. The money's always there for them, but it takes everybody to make it work. All of us have to be a team, you know, from the community to us workers, because the cause is here and it's real, and we need to always know that it's not going to go away. So by you buying or supporting the store with your donations, a tax-deductible receipt is available. You will overall feel good about your donation and what you're doing for the community. And like I said, teamwork together of us all at the office, it's just a wonderful opportunity for every one of us to help. But be sure and come in and shop.
Well, I've known Dina for quite a while, and that's one reason I'm sitting here. I think that this store is a wonderful place to shop.
Thank you.
And I shop here, and I really, really recommend that everybody listening come in and visit.
Yes.
It's located at 8080 East Mill. And if you need directions, Dina would be happy to answer the phone at 781-7633 and mm-hmm. help get you here. I want to thank you all very much for taking the time to join us today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.